Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Update. My name is Matthew Diemer, and this is The Decrypt Daily. In case you clicked on the wrong podcast, you know you're in the right one now. The Decrypt Daily. Let's get into those crypto prices. Bitcoin is in the number one spot at $59,405, down 1.4% from yesterday. Ethereum's in the number two spot, $2,130, down 1%. Binance Coin, BNB, $473.32, down 1%. XRP up 10% at $1.33. Tether's in the number five spot, and Cardano's at $1.24, up 2.1%. I do want to point out some big movers, though. Litecoin is up around 9% at $250. We have Stellar is up around 35% in 7 days, or 12% overnight. It crossed the 60-cent mark. It's at 59 cents right now. Dogecoin is at 7 cents, up 12%. And there's a lot of other big movers. So a lot of things are going sideways, but some things are having some major gains right now. So you're going to have to kind of scroll today and figure out what's been going on in the crypto space. It's all over the board. But we're still sitting over $2 trillion market cap at $2.04 trillion and a BTC dominance of 54.6%. Moving into some crypto news, let's start with some NFTs. There's always NFT news. If you guys know, Jake Paul is fighting Ben Askren. Ben Askren, a crypto advocate, has a podcast with Litecoin's John Kim. And if you remember back in November, Jake Paul knocked out former NBA player Nate Robinson. So I think he got a little cocky. Maybe it's deserved. I heard he was a good boxer. Ben is a great wrestler. This is going to be an interesting fight. But Jake Paul is NFTing his knockout punch on Ben Askren. You can buy it for a cool $10 million, or you can start bidding on it because bids are up to $10,455. There's nothing in the article that says what happens if Jake gets knocked out, but I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. Who are you betting on? I'm personally betting on Ben. Ben can take a punch. Jake is a better boxer, but Ben can take a damn punch. I think he's just going to out-stamina him. Moving into professional wrestling, the WWE is releasing its first ever non-fungible token, and it's going to showcase iconic moments of the legendary Undertaker. Now, they have a different system to buy this. There's a tiered system, and I'm just going to talk about the platinum tier, but there's like platinum and gold and blah, blah, blah. So for the platinum tier, the opening bid is around $10,000, and the winner can get the Undertaker NFT along with two front row tickets to WrestleMania 38 and WrestleMania 39. And like the other tiers have their own perks, but you have to start bids at $10,000. Everybody is jumping into the NFT space because they see the cash there. They see NBA Top Shots, and they're like, hey, why aren't we doing that? I am going to have an NFT come out very soon. I'm excited to share that with you as well. And I'll tell you more about that in the coming weeks. Exchanges saw almost 400 million visitors in March, but that was down around 8.5% from February. So wait. Before I go say, oh, it's way down, it is super up from like the past 3 years. Like, we are soaring in crypto. It is down from its all-time high of like 531 million visitors, which was set back in January of 2018. However, it's only been up. And we see little drop-offs or stagnation when the price stagnates. It's usually when it comes to Bitcoin price. If Bitcoin starts moving sideways for a while or have just like, you know, a gradual up, then we're going to see like everything just kind of like stagnate in the crypto space. Even podcast numbers. My podcast numbers have kind of evened out while the Bitcoin price is kind of evening out. And then when Bitcoin grows, you're going to see the podcast numbers grow. It's just how it is. I've seen this. Well, I've been podcasting in the crypto space for about 4 years. It has never changed. Bitcoin price go up, podcast numbers go up. Bitcoin price go down, podcast numbers go down. And I would assume these media outlets like Decrypt probably have the same thing. Bitcoin number goes up, readership goes up. Bitcoin number goes down, readership goes down. And finally, the SEC has kicked off a review of WisdomTree's Bitcoin ETF application, which means the countdown is starting for a Bitcoin ETF. And a Bitcoin ETF is going to allow retail investors and institutional investors to purchase Bitcoin. Well, okay, they're not purchasing Bitcoin. They're purchasing the price of Bitcoin. They're going to be investing in the price of Bitcoin saying, oh, I think number is going to go up. But it's going to make that bridge. It's going to take the tech away. It's just going to say, hey, I could purchase an ETF on X exchange, traditional exchange. You might even see it on Robinhood, the Bitcoin ETF. You might even see it on like E-Trade or whatever. This is what it's going to do. It's going to open it up for everybody. You don't just have to go to Coinbase or go to Binance.us. You can just go to wherever you trade your stocks for the most part and start buying Bitcoin, which is opening up to a lot of people. And everybody's been saying for years, if a Bitcoin ETF opens up, money will flow into Bitcoin. That is not guaranteed, of course, and this is not financial advice, but it does have the potential because it's going to open up the access to many, many more people that have deep, deep pockets. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily Weekend Update. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to the show notes, click my link, diemerforcongress.com, and support me. Blockchain advocate in Washington can only be a good thing. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. And until then, happy hodling.